Morning, guys. How we doing? What do you got for me? Who are you texting, Brian? Okay. That's good, because I never text him.
Mike, with a guy like Adam Thielen that probably hasn't played much special teams before he's been here and has been an offensive player, mm-hmm. what is it like to get him up to fundamentals on tackling and all that stuff in special teams?
Great thing about Adam is he had a what I call maybe a redshirt year last year with the practice squad. He did all these show teams for us a year ago, so he worked on all our fundamentals and techniques for an entire year. So anytime our guys are on show team, unless there's a major difference that our opponent does that week, we normally have those guys use our fundamentals and techniques, so he worked on them. And you could tell as year wore on last year, he was getting more and more comfortable because, to be honest with you, his first year in training camp and in the the preseason games, he wasn't even close to where he is now. And that's a tribute to him and all his hard work and his paying attention and just doing the job.
Just to get a guy like that who hasn't probably tackled much in his career because he's been an offensive player, is there something you guys have to do technique-wise there?
Well, we work on tackling. We do a lot of that, especially in the spring, and not full cover tackling, but in terms of putting your body in position to make that tackle. And the thing with Adam and a lot of guys like Adam is that you got to have a lot of want to run down on kickoff, to run down on punt, to be a guy that's going to throw your body around and be physical and tough. And, he's smart. He's instinctive. He's got a lot of toughness to him, which, he's a fun guy to work with, like a lot of our guys. So it was it's been a pleasure to see him grow every week.
Do you anticipate the fact that you were able to get those two blocks, it might create more opportunities for Marcus? I think we maybe saw that a little bit at the end of the Panthers game. But
it could. The punter gets the ball off quicker. Maybe it's more of a line drive kick. I think you go into every game a little bit different. We try to study every punter to see what his normal get off time is, to see what his normal kick is, with the wind, into the wind, or, crosswind, whatever the case may be, whatever situational punting that they have. We try to put Marcus in the best spot that we can and line him up at the exact yardage we feel like that to put him in position to be successful. And putting pressure on the punter, I think that's going to help as well, and hopefully it will down the stretch.
As fun and complete of a special teams game as you've been involved with?
Yeah, our guys did a great job. They were well prepared. They worked hard all week. We took advantage of our opportunities, and which I was real proud of that. And, like anything, this is kind of coach speak, but you guys know me. There's still things we need to work on, and we can't miss hit a kickoff and it almost go out of bounds after the second block. One of Jeff's punts went in the end zone. I thought he punted very well, but he kicked another touchback. And so those are the things we got to continue to focus on. And it's a lot easier, and I know coaches say this all the time, but it's a lot easier to make corrections when you have a successful game than it is when, you play poorly. So our guys are chomping at the bit to get back out there again on Sunday, and let's keep this thing going.
How do you assess Jeff's punting?
He's been better the last 2 weeks. I think we talked a couple weeks ago how inconsistent he's been this year, and I'll be honest with you, it's hard to punt in that stadium. You guys know how cold it was. And it was windy, and it was different winds at different altitudes. Our end zone where you come out of our tunnel in pregame, it was a nightmare. It was very difficult to punt from there. I was hoping we'd have to punt out of that end zone. So putting up with the conditions, I think he's done a great job with that so far. And not a lot of punters would come into that situation with his attitude, and I think that's helped him continue to get better as the year's gone on.
Wind down to that end zone that just gets
probably it was the wind on Sunday. It's been, I'll be honest with you, it's been really different every week. Some similarities, but there are some differences, and it was very windy coming out of that end. And then you move out to the 30, it's not as bad. So, Brian,
sort of a little bit of a bounce back year consistency wise. He's had to adjust as much as anybody to those kind of conditions.
Right.
How do you assess how he's been able to do that, especially consistency long distance?
Right. Well, his attitude, his work ethic, he told everybody he's come back in better shape. He's taken care of his body differently than he has in the past. Like I've told you guys before, we sent Jeff and Blair down to TCF again yesterday for about an hour to get some work in. And they've gone down there, and I think 4 or 5 weeks in a row. And that is a huge advantage, and I knew it would be because I've done that with kickers and punters throughout my whole career. To go down there to the wind, the cold, it was freezing again yesterday, and it was windy, and they got a lot of work in. They were hoping that we'd have those benches, the warming benches. They didn't have that to keep those guys warm. But I think his work ethic, his attitude, the way he's approached every game and knowing that it's going to be tough conditions, while, you know, weather, field conditions, whatever the case may be, and he's really responded well.
He rank among the long bombers. I mean, he doesn't get the 63, 64-yard attempts, but
right.
He's pretty money from 50 on.
Yeah, I think, to me, he's a top-five kicker in this league. That's my opinion. You kick, but see, the thing I do, Brian, is I combine kickoffs and field goals, PATs, field goals, and kick, all three of them. And, you know, to me, he's one of the best in the league, if not the best.
Just skill, how he hooked that kickoff around the pylon and get the
He must be living right, because that's what I told him. I see that he was lucky, because... You know, what was it, 21-3 after that score? And, you know, you give the ball at the 40-yard line, you give any offense the ball at the 40-yard line, you got a great chance to score. So we were pretty fortunate. So that's the up and downs of our business on game day. I had the splitting headache like I normally do Sunday night after the game, but, you know, after I relaxed and reflected on a heck of a game, I felt a little bit better. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks.